As a somatic sex coach, Maxine Fisher of Body Beloved Coaching sees firsthand what dating culture is like and the common issues that plague those seeking sex and love. Based in Victoria, Fisher, who has helped people embrace sex positivity throughout her adult life, has found that West Coast communities all tend to have sex-positive cultures. I see a lot of people exploring alternative relationship styles and a huge acceptance of different ways of being. Many people come to the coast because they want a more authentic way of life, she said. My practice as a sex educator and coach has been busy. I would say that also speaks volumes to people's desire to create a more sex-positive experience for themselves. But while BC may offer a more sex-positive culture compared to some other places, it remains true that dating has never been deemed easy, no matter where you live. A big challenge of dating in our modern times is the changes in expectations for romantic relationships, Fisher said. For those seeking partnership, I see a desire to be met on a spectrum of levels, emotionally, sexually, intellectually, spiritually. With the breakdown of village, we are seeking partners who will fulfill more and more of the roles that a whole community once served. Unfortunately, this comes in opposition to the short attention spans that online dating promotes, Fisher said. We want deep compatibility, but online culture can create a gap of disconnection that's hard to bridge. It's easy to get caught up on a person's stats and miss out on how they actually feel to be with and whether or not our values are compatible. Nearly half of single and looking adults turned to online dating in 2022, a survey by Pew Research Center found. The most downloaded dating apps on Google Play are Tinder and Badoo, followed by Bumble, Plenty of Fish and Grindr. Other popular apps include Boo and Hinge. Overall, respondents were divided on whether using dating apps was a positive or negative experience. Only half, 53%, said they have had a somewhat or very positive experience. Fisher has heard firsthand from clients who have had negative experiences. I work with a lot of men who get disheartened by online dating, Fisher said. I see it as a kind of marketing game when supporting someone to set up a profile. Many people don't have a sense of how to do that in a way that feels authentic. Online dating can be especially challenging for introverts and people who are slow to warm, she added. For those with low resilience, it can be a hard blow to self-esteem when they don't get their desired results. I think people are more impacted by poor dating etiquette and ghosting than we admit. Read more. Open mics in Victoria provide a place of togetherness during the holidays. While apps are unlikely to go away anytime soon, Fisher's advice to find love in Victoria is to get off of them and participate in community events that spark one's interest. I think in the wild can still be one of the best ways to meet people, she said. Aside from deciding whether to be on or off the apps, another thing daters must navigate is deciding and communicating what type of relationship they want in an increasingly more open culture. This applies to all age groups. The Pew Research Center survey found that only half of adults 50 and older who have dated online in the past year cite meeting a long-term partner or spouse as a major reason. On Tinder, around 52% of Gen Z prefer monogamous relationships, according to a one-poll survey conducted in 2023. On the other side, 41% are open to or seeking non-monogamous relationships, with open relationships, 36%, and hierarchical polyamory, 26%, being the most popular types. Fisher anecdotally has seen a growing interest in polyamory as a relationship model in Victoria. While not suitable for everyone, polyamory offers an alternative approach to love and intimacy, attracting individuals curious about exploring non-traditional dynamics, Fisher said. Although it's still not the dominant culture, you see a lot of people in Victoria who are either practicing it or curious about it, Fisher said. In essence, Victoria's dating culture embodies a dynamic where individuals navigate the complexities of modern romance while embracing the principles of authenticity, connection, and inclusivity. As Fisher aptly suggests, finding love in Victoria is not merely about swiping right. It's about engaging with the community, embracing diversity, and remaining open to the possibilities of human connection.